God the Father, as per 1 Corinthians chapter 3, or 2 Corinthians chapter 3. So let's prepare ourselves for the word of prayer. Let's pray. Father, what a privilege it is to assemble ourselves this morning, to come here, Heavenly Father, for the purpose of worshiping you, fulfilling that which was given to us in the first century, forsaking not the assembling of yourselves. Father, we pray this morning will be that which will be honorable and glorifying in Christ's name. Amen. All right, we have several things I'd like to do this morning. We've got a block of study that we... This really lends itself to getting done in one session and not carry on to two or three sessions, so I do want to accomplish that. It's one of those kind of lessons that I tell you about every now and then. It may go to three, and I may be the only one here, but I got to finish it. It may be over at 11, and then we can all go eat early, so I just don't know, but it's one of those that has to be done in one study, and I think you'll see why when we take a look at it. A couple of things that I do want to draw to your attention. First of all, every year we have a presentation from our children at Christmas time, and ladies are going to do that again, and I'm very glad they are. And we're looking at tentatively around the 20th of December. That's not engraved in stone yet, so we'll keep you posted on that. And we'll try to let you know as soon as we can, because I know you need to plan the holiday period. And they wanted me to just say there'll be a two or three rehearsals and for the children involved. There'll be a sign-up if you want your child to be involved, and we hope you do. It's a lot of fun. Last year was just absolutely super, and we had some of the little ones, little Courtney, running around all over, and those things are fun. But they need an adult couple or a couple of teenagers to help them out. And so if you would like to help and be a part of that, you may have children, may not, but would like to be a part of it, please let Stephanie Smith know, and or Wendy Pinnell, and they'll be glad to take care of that for you. And we're going to need another teacher for Sunday morning to teach the children in about just teaching one Sunday a month. And again, I don't like to feel like I have to press that, because what a great privilege to be the first person, group of persons, to put into the soul of an empty reservoir the understanding of God. What a phenomenal thing. It isn't the pastor that gets to do that. By the time most pastors ever get people, they're either so fouled up as far as what truth is, or they're coming from entirely other areas, but it's the teacher of children. You just get a nice empty reservoir to put in the foundation about God and about Christ, the Holy Spirit, and the Scriptures. So please bear that in mind. Also, we talked about, especially on Tuesday, Wednesday night, every now and then, and sometime on Sunday morning, all of this stuff going on with Y2K. And I told you we would, several have asked. So what we're going to do, I do not want to take a time in which we meet to study Scripture, but right now we're looking at the first Thursday of December, and if you're interested at all, we're going to do some discussion on the Y2K situation. Dave Smith has been doing some preparatory work, and we're not going to overload. We're not going to make it all, you know, gloom and the end of the world, and on the other hand, not just to whitewash it either, but just go by what soundly looks like is there. So you've asked for it, so we'll do that on the first Thursday of December. Will be the first time we do it, and see how that goes, and then we will do it again if we need to. Also, those of you that enjoy music, and I do, you might want to be here next Sunday morning. We're going to have guest singer, performer, and just make it a wonderful morning in singing. And we don't do a whole lot here because we are void of director and all of those kind of things that we need to really make it effective. But next Sunday morning, you might want to be here if you enjoy some good singing and enjoy good solo singing as well as congregational singing, you might want to be here for that purpose. But having said that, let's at least have a song this morning. So if you will open in your hymnals and let's sing.